This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 18th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Therefore, the next matter on the agenda is the proposed final audit report on the Los Angeles County Democratic Central Committee, A09-07. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Before you is the proposed final audit report on the Los Angeles County Democratic Central Committee. The report was originally circulated on September 24th, 2012. The report has been revised, and it contains edits in response to the commissioner's concerns. We're prepared at this point to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We've discussed this one before and for a while, and we had an audit hearing, and I think the issue that has that the Commission's been trying to address is how to accurately describe what happened here, given the interesting legal developments with respect to the committee's treasurer. And the Commission made some changes to the report to explain the Kennedy Durkee situation. There's now a paragraph that says Ms. Durkee was has pleaded guilty to 5 counts of mail fraud and admitted to defrauding more than 10 and maybe 50 or more of her clients of at least $7 million. And that has complicated the fact that she was the treasurer. Has complicated how to fully and accurately explain what happened here. The committee is ultimately responsible, even if they have a treasurer who turns out to be not entirely trustworthy. The committee is still responsible for making sure that its reports are accurate, and there are still two misstatement findings, which I think is appropriate. And we've had some back and forth with counsel, current counsel for the committee. And they have, in an email that, I don't know whether this email is part of the public record, will become part of the public record, but I think it probably should be part of the public record. We've had an email from counsel where they asked us if we would consider making a couple of more changes. One, and I'll say that initially I was not inclined to do that. I think there's a little bit of a problem with our making a lot of accommodations to counsel after our auditors have presented us with a report, and it fairly and accurately sets forth their findings, which the commission has or will adopt. I don't think we can allow the committees to write their own audit report. But I do think that there was one point that was fairly made by counsel, and that was that there are several references in the proposed final audit report to counsel, and what it really means is the former counsel. And the reason why that's significant is that all of the, as I understand it, all the statements that are attributed to counsel in this report actually refer to the former counsel that the committee had hired before they discovered the misconduct of the treasurer. And after they discovered that, they fired the treasurer, they fired the lawyers, they started all over again. And I think that it's not just a question of professional pride on the part of the current counsel that they don't want to be tagged with the advice that the former counsel gave, but rather that it could be confusing to people who are reading the report because it looks like the committee is shifting its positions, which indeed it did once it discovered what had happened. So I think in this case to insert the word former before the word counsel throughout the report, because I don't think there's any place in the report that the I think it comes up about eight times, and I don't think it's on page 8, 9, and 12, and 13, and I don't think that any of them refer to the current counsel, and it might actually add clarity to the report and make it less confusing for people to read. And for that reason, I have a slight preference for making the change. People don't want to make the change. I'm not terribly hung up on it. But I think it might actually clarify things a little bit.
Commissioner McGann?
I can support that. That makes sense. This is a difficult situation for the committee, and this is certainly not them writing their own audit report. I think it was up to them. There wouldn't be any findings at all, and it would be a much cleaner bill of health. And yes, we did have a hearing on this, and the chair flew out himself and spoke to the commission. So that's another expense the committee's had to endure because of the wrongdoings of someone they trusted. The committee raises a couple other issues on edits, which I found to be persuasive. Page 2 in the background section, the proposed report does include a description of what's captioned unauthorized activity of former treasurer. That begins actually page 1, then it goes to page 2. Then it concludes by saying the LACDCC was unable to provide documentation to support its belief that all the transactions addressed in the findings in this report resulted from Ms. Durkee's unauthorized activity. The kind of activities described in her plea agreement as outlined above, however, could account for many of the problems identified during the audit and cited in this report. I think that's okay as far as it goes, but as I think as the committee correctly, in my view, points out, what's not made clear there is that it wasn't that they're uncooperative, and the fear is that someone reads this and says it looks like they just didn't provide documents and somehow that's a problem. I mean, ordinarily in other audits, when there's a language that says you didn't provide documents, that's usually a bad thing. It's still a bad thing, but there's a reason why. So I would suggest that we edit the paragraph and include at the beginning of that paragraph, because LACDCC's documents were maintained by Ms. Durkee, comma, the committee, and strike LACDCC in the original. So it would be the committee was unable to provide documentation to support its belief that all the transactions addressed in the findings in this report resulted from Ms. Durkee's unauthorized activity. The next sentence in the paragraph raises an issue for me, because it says the activity, the gist of the sentence I wholeheartedly agree with. And the gist is that the activities described could be the reason why the audit findings are the way they are. I mean, essentially, what was reported and what was in the bank don't match. You know, stripped to its essence, that's the problem here. And I don't want anyone to read this to say that the commission is deciding that there are some problems that aren't due to the actions of Durkee. We can't say all the problems are due to Durkee at this stage, because we don't know, and that's the point. And if there's a way to edit the sentence to make that clearer, I can support that. My suggestion is strike many of, so it just will read that could account for the problems identified during the audit and cited in this report. Still has the word could, so it still leaves it in the air. But by striking for many, it eliminates the distinction that I think some might draw
unintentionally down the road. And I think that addresses the third point that the committee raises, and I'm not sure we can fix this because we do have this section at the beginning describing what happened, is that it's not clearly spelled out in each finding. I think it would unnecessarily bog down the findings. Maybe one way to do it is either footnote or first sentence, you know, somehow incorporating by reference, or, you know, in light of the background set out in the introduction, comma, and then law. So at least it's incorporated, acknowledges Durkee in the actual finding. My guess is the committee, and this is just a guess, that the committee is worried that someone takes part of this out of context and just copies the finding, and there's no reference to Durkee in the actual finding. So they're afraid that that'll cause them to have to explain down the road something that was explained at the beginning of the document. It seems to be a fair point to me, if it's done in a way that doesn't bog down the actual substance of the finding. I'm not sure there's a way to not make a finding. The reality is it the books and it versus what was in the bank versus what was reported just doesn't match, and it's a very sad situation for the committee. But from the auditor's point of view, it is what the numbers are the numbers, and I certainly understand that. And I think this report, though, does go a long way to putting why the numbers don't match in context. And to the extent we could clarify it a little bit more, I think that would be not out of the norm, and I think it would be better off for all involved.
Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do think that we have gone a long way to ensure that people know what really happened here, and I think this whole introductory section about the unauthorized activity is very useful. I wouldn't object to adding the former counsel language in just to clarify that if that's necessary. And I also agree that there's no need to suggest that the committee, once the treasurer left the building, shall we say, was uncooperative. But I think the language that the committee actually suggested, I think, might be more workable, because I'm not sure that all of the documents were maintained by Ms. Durkee. They obviously had some of their own documents. We obviously were able to look at some of the documents, some which were maintained by her, some which were maintained by the committee. So I think I would suggest maybe we go with the language the committee actually suggested for that paragraph that says the committee, LACDCC, provided what documentation and information it could obtain to support its belief. I mean, I think they did, since the revelation of what happened, they have worked pretty hard. The reality is, I think there will be a lot that will never be known about some of the transactions that happened here, and this is where we're left. So the findings are appropriate, but their recommendation for that entire paragraph was to make that change to suggest that they provided what they could, and I think that's a fair point. So unless the auditors would have concerns about that description of unless you think that's in an inaccurate description of what actually happened here, I would suggest that activity and that change, and that's the change that they suggested for that paragraph.
Yeah, we believe that would be okay.
Fine by me. I didn't realize they had offered specific language. Now that I see it, they did. I was paraphrasing, so we use their suggested language for the final.
Is there a motion to incorporate everything that's been discussed? Good luck.
I think I can.
Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
The other point they raise is working into the findings themselves, more of a reference to the potential cause. They don't offer specific language. What they say is, we urge that the conclusion section of finding 2 relating to the committee's Levin account contain a reference to Ms. Durkee's embezzlement activity as a possible basis for the misstated transactions. Current version does not refer to the embezzlement. I can support putting that in. And I raised that point earlier. I just don't know how to do it. Is it just a simple dependent clause tacked on to the existing sentence? There's different ways to do it.
And Vice Chair?
As I read, we got a letter and we got an email. And as I read the email, I think that the letter was sent before we posted on our website the revised audit report, because we had been making changes internally, but we didn't make them public until yesterday. And I think the letter came in before we did that and was a response to the earlier draft. The email, I think, came in later and says, thank you for forwarding this revised version. We appreciate that some of the changes requested in our letter were already identified by your staff and incorporated into this latest version. And then they specifically asked again about the referring to the council as former council and further refining the paragraph on page 2, the one we were just talking about. And that's all they asked for in the email. So the way I read the email is that after they saw the revisions to the report, those were their only two remaining issues. And I went back and reread the report again, and I think with all the additional language at the front end and at the back end of the report, I think it actually is pretty clear now.
Fine. Fair enough. Thanks for that. Yeah, the chain of the letter and the email, I was confused. That's very helpful.
And both the letter and the email are public at this point. Are they going to be shortly?
The letter is... The email, I think, will be shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to clarify, Madam Chair, in terms of the public record, what's posted at the conclusion of the audit, since Directive 70 doesn't provide for comments of this sort at this point, it's not in the list of what goes public, but if it's the consensus of the commission, then in these circumstances, these documents ought to be added. The commission can instruct us to do that.
I believe that is what we would like. Thank you. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you. I agree that would be appropriate, because obviously it has, although we've pretty much discussed the substance of it here at the table, it has influenced the document, and I think it would be inappropriate not to have that on the public record so that everybody can see exactly how these things happen. Okay, I'm going to take a crack at a motion here. I move that we approve agenda document number 12-72A, proposed final audit report on the Los Angeles County Democratic Central Committee A09-07, except that in the eight places where the former council is merely referred to as council, on pages 8, 9, 12, and 13, that we insert the word former so that it's clear that it was the former council who was making those representations, and that the paragraph on page 2 of the proposed final audit report, in the middle of the page, right above the heading audit hearing, that begins, LACDCC was unable to provide documentation, should be replaced with the suggested paragraph in the letter from Mr. Kaufman, the current counsel to the LACDCC, which reads, just to be completely clear, LACDCC provided what documents and information it could obtain to support its belief that all the transactions underlying the findings in the report resulted from Ms. Durkee's unauthorized activity. Moreover, the kind of activities described in her plea agreement, as outlined above, could account for many of the problems identified during the audit and cited in this report. And that is actually just a few words different from the one that was in the audit report. It's a fairly minor change. And that we also authorize counsel to make public both the letter and the email that we discussed here today.
Thank you very much. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Thank you very much.